Medrash, the beginning of this week's parsha, which contrasts the end of last week's parsha, which talks about Oyv and Yidoni, to the beginning of the parsha, which talks about the Kahuna, the Kohen Gadol. He says what's written above is that a person who seeks to find out information about the future through the process of Oyv and Yidoni. And rather, the person could do it through the process of Kedusha, through asking in the Urim B'Turim. So the Sas Emes speaks about this multiple times, but the constant theme that he talks about is this idea that there's two ways to access the realities of the Bria. There's a way to access the reality of the Bria through the Kechus of Tuma, through Kishuv, etc. And that allows a person to get knowledge and get information. And there's a way of doing it through the world of Kedusha. And all the Chochmas of the Teva, he says, furthermore, there's access through the process would be the Derech of Teva. There's access to the process, which is through the Kedushas HaTorah. And we know the stories of the Vilna Gaon and others who had the Chazon Ish, who through their Limud HaTorah had tremendous knowledge, understanding of the Chochma of the Bria. Many times to the marvel of the people around them, because it was divine wisdom. I mentioned a different time that I had a chaver in yeshiva whose father was extremely well versed in Kabbalah, and he was a physicist. And many of the properties of the different particles of the atom, etc., molecular particles, he was familiar with based on his learning of Kisei Arizal. So, but I want to move to maybe a little bit of a different point. He says, the same way that's true with the world of Chochma, there's a world of right and wrong, a world of good and bad. There's a world of, a person can get it through the secular world. A person can get it through the world of Torah. So Maksiv Lamala talks about the Mishkan Zachronik, it talks about the Shechem Behema, it talks about the different elements of immorality. And then there's the world of the Kedusha of the Kayan, his care that he has of who he marries and how he protects his lineage. He does it with tremendous precision and care. And that's in the area of that type of immorality. Then there's the Al Kol Nafshus Meis Lo Yavoi. He doesn't defile himself. He doesn't lower himself into the world of the focusing on the physical elements of the human being, but rather he focuses on the spiritual element of the human being. And there's two ways to look at the world. Two ways to get a worldview. As much as it's obvious to us, because Baruch Hashem we're B'nai Torah, but sometimes after hearing it time and time again, we at least get to the point where maybe we cringe. Sometimes we're uncomfortable. We don't have that assuredness that we should have. That Maksiv L'mala, it says they get it from their derech of not through the way of Torah, and we get it through the way of Torah, and that's something to really. As our society goes totally crazy, and as society moves further and further away from the established norms, which had been for generations of a definition of what Kedusha is and what sanctity is and what traditional values are, and losing respect for any of them, replacing them with the new isms, like just like every other ism has fallen by the wayside, so this ism will fall by the wayside, and the immutability of the Torah and the eternity of the Torah will remain with that clarity and that understanding. So it's something which behooves us to constantly reiterate the pride that we have, that Messinas HaTorah with the clarity which the Torah gives us. So we're zeichah to have that. Maksiv Lamala is the world of the Oyv and the Yidoni. Maksiv Lamata is the world of Kedusha of the Kohen. Have a good Shabbos.